For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new Deep Cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Ladies, there's a lot of talk today about new improvements in wash day products, but today I have still more interesting news for you. News about amazing new Oxidol. Now, you've probably heard about no-rinse suds, but common sense tells you that no-rinse suds just can't get out all the dirt. If you've tried no-rinse suds, you found out through personal experience that they always leave in a certain amount of graying dirt. And that's what makes the news about new Oxidol all the more amazing. New Oxidol saves you rinsing and gets out the graying dirt, too. It's designed to get clothes deep clean with just one rinse. Yes, with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol gets out graying dirt that no rinse suds leave in. And with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. Now, Oxidol can do this because it reaches deep down into fibers, loosens dirt, lifts it up, and floats it away. Clothes come out sparkling clean, deep clean, gloriously white, beautifully soft, wonderfully sweet smelling. And Oxidol is grand for washable colors, too. So ask your dealer for this amazing new deep cleaning Oxidol in the same familiar package. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, almost a week has passed since Spencer Grayson went back to New York, and still no letter for Faye. Of course, a letter isn't like a thought that can flash out across hundreds of miles from one person to the other. No, a letter has to go through the U.S. mails. And even before that, it has to be composed and put down on a piece of paper. But Faye and all of us would love to receive that piece of paper. Well, let's see what's going on at Ma's house this afternoon. It's about 5:30 as we join Faye out in the kitchen. Joseph has just come downstairs.
You in here, Faye?
Hello, Joe, dear. Come join me.
Well, it's nice to come down and find you puttering around the kitchen again.
A man calls it puttering. I'm making an apple pie, if you please.
Well, anyhow, it's nice. Didn't see much of you while your friend Spencer was around.
Now you see me. Silver lining department.
Hey, I like that dress you're wearing, too.
Brothers aren't supposed to notice what their sisters are wearing. They're too dumb.
Well, you'd have to be even dumber than me not to admire you in that nice blue collar.
Oh.
And the white collars and cuffs.
If flattery isn't going to get you any of this apple pie. At least not till it's cooked.
I'm not hungry. As a matter of fact, I stopped off at the diner on the way home and had some donuts and coffee.
Well, that's a fine thing, ruining your supper.
Well, wait and see. Nothing ruins my
appetite. The diner? Oh, you mean Al's diner?
Huh? Yeah, Al's.
Well, I was just wondering. You know, that's where I met Spencer's friend, Tom Wells.
The new counterman?
Mm.
Yeah, he's still there. It's a funny place for a man like that to be working.
Well, did you feel it, too? I mean, that he didn't quite belong?
Yeah.
You know, Spencer said he was a captain in the Air Force with him.
And I remember. Well, there's no wings about Tom Wells now. No wings anywhere. He seemed tied down to earth. Tied down to himself, almost.
Oh, you talked to him?
A little. There was something about him that I took to. Well, I must say he was none too friendly.
And he was really rude to Spencer. Of course, Spencer did say he was one of the veterans who made a bad adjustment after the war.
Yeah, I understand he was wounded, too.
You want so much to help, but if a person puts up a wall... Spencer was so nice, and he didn't get anywhere at all. In fact, Tom Wells was just rude.
Maybe he's just shy.
And there was nothing shy about the way Tom acted. It was practically insulting.
Well, whoever told you that wasn't one way of being shy?
Oh, Joe, you are sweet. And I have a mean, nasty, unsympathetic disposition.
Who, you? Oh, you're terrible.
I suppose I'm a little piqued about Tom because he upset Spencer. He practically went out of his way to tell Spencer he didn't like him. As if anyone could not like Spencer, especially someone who'd been his friend in the army.
I guess there's not too much question about you liking Spencer, is there, Faye?
Oh, that's a family legend now, isn't it, Faye? Big heartthrob?
Listen, honey, this is Joe. You don't have to put on an act with me.
Oh, Joe, dear, I've missed you. I've missed talking to you.
Well, I've been around.
I know, but I haven't had 5 minutes to sit down with you quietly.
You want me to tell you what I think of Spencer?
Well, yes.
Well, Faye, you must realize that Spencer Grayson is not an easy person to know.
Well, I hadn't thought of that myself, but it's true. In a sense, that's what I was saying to Ma yesterday. I was wondering if I knew Spencer at all, or if I was just making up my own picture of him, creating the image I wanted to see.
Oh, no. I think Spencer's too forceful a person to allow for much, invention, shall we say. He has certain definite qualities, awfully definite. But there might be different ways of interpreting those qualities. Guess the truth would depend on really knowing him.
No, I'm not sure I follow you.
Well, for instance, take a kid who's leader at a school. To his teachers, he seems strong and smart. To his classmates, maybe he seems like a bully.
You're not saying that Spencer...
Oh, no, Faye, no. Gee, I put things so badly. I'm only saying that I've seen one side of Spencer Grayson. I've seen him as a visitor in a small town. I've seen him as a friend of my sister's, as a party companion.
Yes, go on.
Well, the verdict is I think he's top.
Oh, Joe, dear.
But, Fay, you know, you can't help being aware of a fuller, deeper character in a man like Spencer Grayson. So I'd like to see him in New York. I'd like to see him with his friends, maybe his enemies. I'd like to see him at work or under stress and pressure. My feeling is I still think he's tops.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you so much.
Oh, gosh, it's no roses in your bouquet that I happen to like the guy.
And you've thought about it. You've been honest. That means so much to me, Joe. You know how the family is. Evie's counting the bridesmaids. And Ma, well, Ma's so sweet and wonderful that she never expects anything but the best to happen.
Faye, tell me, do you think it's the best thing that could happen, you and Spencer?
Would you think me a terrible fool if I said yes?
Oh, no, honey, you're not a fool at all. He seems to me like a very clean-cut, swell guy. In fact, I wonder what the fly in the ointment is.
I'll tell you what it is. He hasn't written to me yet.
Huh?
Well, I know it's only been a few days, but I'm wondering why he doesn't write, the big bum.
Well, how many letters have you written him?
Well, there's been nothing to answer. How could I write?
Well, first you get hold of a pen and ink.
Wait.
Shall I run upstairs and ask Ma for a loan of a writing paper?
But, Joe, you mean write to him first?
Now, that's girls for you. Didn't you promise to write him?
Well, of course, but naturally
I expected... Well, the poor fellow's probably dying for a word. Up to his ears in work, swamped with all the details that piled up while he was away.
Oh, what? Honestly. How you men do stick together. But you really think it wouldn't be too awful if I wrote him a brief note?
Well, the briefer, the awfuler. I'd write him a good long letter.
But what could I say?
Well, let's see now. We got a copy of the local paper here. Oh, yeah. Well, now, look, Faye, how is he on sports? I can give you the latest game scores.
Oh.
Well, no, wait a minute. Is he, how about the weather? How about tides, Faye? Oh, maybe, let's see, books, finance, comics, connect.
Oh, gosh. You think I'm such an absolute fool.
Well, any more questions, Faye?
You're just spoiled because girls have always called you on them.
Oh, yes.
And written
oh,
you,
yes.
That is.
Yes, yes.
You're laughing upstairs.
Oh, Ma, you've changed your supper already. How nice of you.
Here, take this chair, Ma. Join the party.
Oh, thank you, dear. How's the pie coming, Faye?
Oh, gosh, I better look. Still in the oven.
Oh, I'll take care of it. You run upstairs a minute and see Paulette.
She wants to show you her drawing.
Oh, so that's what's been keeping her so quiet.
Mm-hmm. The new crayon. She made a picture of a horse. I better warn you, it does resemble an elephant, too.
Well, now look, that's what I call a horse. An animal like that could have stood up against the era of the automobile.
Well, Paulette has her own idea of what everything and everybody should look like and be.
As who hasn't, say?
Joe, you sound real happy today, dear.
Well, you watch out, Ma. Somebody let happiness loose around this house, and it's mighty catching.
Oh, look at the pie face. You're going up and see Paulette.
Well, I'll be right down again. Thanks, Ma.
And the pie looks fine. Nice brown crust. Now, pass me that holder, will you, Joe?
Mm-hmm.
I lift it out.
Here you are. How can I help you, Ma?
Just clear a space on that table there.
All right.
That's fine.
Yum, yum. Looks wonderful. Unless Faye was absent-minded and used salt instead of sugar. I hear that's an old trick of people in love.
In love? Did you say in love, Joe?
Yeah, Ma. I think our Faye is in love with Spencer Grayson. Well, don't you?
But, Joe, you're always the sensible one.
I think this makes a lot of sense.
Coming from you, Joseph. Oh, that means so much more than the other. You really think that Faye...
I think she's got it bad.
Bad? No. No, that's good.
Ladies, if you'd like to get your clothes so dazzling clean you can see they're clean, feel they're clean, smell they're clean, and still save rinsing work on wash day, get new deep cleaning Oxydol. With just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxydol gets out graying dirt that no rinse suds leave in. And with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxydol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. You see, the new Oxydol reaches deep down in the fibers, loosens dirt, and floats it away. And that's why with just one rinse, your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean. Because they are clean. Oxydol deep clean. And new Oxydol is wonderful for washable colors, too. Ask your dealer for this amazing new deep cleaning Oxydol in the same familiar package today. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxydol gets out graying dirt and washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. With just one rinse, Oxydol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Well, it begins to appear to all of us that Faye is really in love. If only Spencer would write. Ah, but Faye hears some disturbing news about Spencer in an unexpected meeting tomorrow. For now, this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow to Oxydol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station. For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new deep cleaning Oxydol. With just one rinse, Oxydol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.